This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to talk to men for a moment about guarding their eyes. I'm going to share a verse with you that many of you didn't know was in the Bible. Let's bring up that verse from Job. Job is the oldest book of the Bible in terms of when it was written. Job 31:1 says, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl. Now, I got to tell you something I did when I was at the seminary. I read that and asked an Old Testament professor, I said, I'm thinking about how the women dress in the Middle East in general and how they probably dress the burqa and they're covered and there's just a little slit for their eyes. How do you look at a woman lustfully who's dressed like that? You don't see anything but their eyes. You know what his answer was? He didn't tell me directly. He said, read Proverbs 6:25 later. Here's what it says. Do not lust in your heart after her beauty or let her captivate you with her eyes. Isn't that interesting? Here I was looking for something that I thought that's stupid about Job making a covenant with his eyes not to look lustfully at a girl. And here's why. Because she can captivate you with her eyes. All of that to say, men in particular, I think, need to know and watch what they look at. You say, does that apply to women? Well, it does too. In fact, Nancy Wilson writes to women in this area. She is an author, Christian author, says, when a woman leaves her heart unguarded and becomes attached to the wrong man, she exposes herself to great hurt or harm. Many women anxious to be married respond to the first guy who comes along and even allow themselves to become physically involved when they know better. It's easy to have convictions. Listen to this. This is an interesting statement. It's easy to have convictions as long as you're not called upon to stand up for them, especially if you must stand up to a man you have allowed yourself to fall in love with. Never assume that you're strong and you can handle being alone with that man that you are attracted to. Remember, whoever he is, if he's not your husband, you have no business submitting to him biblically in any area, especially if he wants you to engage in some physical affection when there is no fence of covenant protection around the relationship. Virginity is a priceless inheritance you bring into marriage. May I say something parenthetically? The average person in our culture today would just laugh at what I read. Just laugh. What a joke. You've got to be kidding, and to quote this Nancy Wilson to me. Well, listen to the next paragraph. It's interesting. You must guard your imagination if you want to guard your heart. Don't feed a lonely heart with cheesy romance novels or chick flicks and fantasize about the men or the relationships described. This is the most interesting thing I've read in a long time, this next sentence, because I've never heard anybody say this. This can quickly become lust for a woman, lusting to be lusted after. What a statement. A woman can lust to be lusted after. All of this is for both men and women. What I'm saying today, watch your eyes. Let your eyes look straight ahead as a figurative expression. Be careful what you look at. Here's the progression. Guard your heart above all else. It all starts with there, the wellspring of your life. You watch how you talk. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Why? Because it reflects what's in your heart. Jesus would say that. It's not what goes into a man that defiles him. Jesus said it's what comes out of him, comes out of his heart that defiles him. The next area, watch your eyes, watch what you watch. And the fourth one, make level paths for your feet. Now that's, again, another expression I have never used in conversation. But do you know what it means in plain English? Watch where you go. Be careful where you go, what places you frequent, where you step inside. Be careful of the doors you walk through in life. Maybe one of the best advice that a parent could give a child is be careful of the doors you walk through in life, physically and figuratively. Speaking, watch the doors that you walk through.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.